shout hallelujah every day.
This is Hallelujah Every Day, your podcast channel for inspiring and daily devotional messages. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. Bible says, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Hallelujah. Child of God, the question now is simple. What are you sowing? From the Bible, what we sow is what we reap. What seed thoughts are you sowing into your mind, your heart, and your soul? What seeds are you sowing into destinies and those you meet? Be careful, you reap what you sow. Scriptures uses pictures of a farmer who plants a seed, expecting something to grow as a way to show that our daily decisions and actions also have a definite return. Child of God, sowing is spiritual. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 8 through 9, Paul the Apostle explains to Christians in Galatia that sowing is the start of the battle for our hearts. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Child of God, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Bible makes us understand that our lives will reflect what we plant in our hearts. We can sow in many ways, and the decisions are really ours to make. We can sow to please God. When we sow to please God, we are doing something that will be eternally beneficial. When our decisions and actions are done out of obedience to God and His word, like loving people, practicing generosity, helping the needy, sowing to the works and propagation of the gospel, and of course, hospitality to people, we will receive a blessing that far outlives our lives. It will serve as a memorial. A person or a people can also sow to please the devil. Child of God, when our thoughts and actions are led by our sinful nature, we are not pleasing God. We are actually pleasing the devil. When sin guides such lives, the person will be led away to a destructive future. What seeds are you sowing today? Are you aware that your thoughts and actions have temporary and eternal consequences, both positive and of course negative? A few ways that you can sow good seeds today. Number one, of course, you can read the Bible. Do what Jesus says. Reading the Bible is a great way to learn about Jesus. Doing what the Bible says is how we become more and more like Jesus. Learn to practice selflessness. Is there a way that you can put someone else's needs above your own today? Go ahead and do such. Show love to others. Surprise someone with something kind, something lovely, something to show that you are concerned about them. Send an encouraging text to a friend. Solve problems for others. When we plant seeds that are pleasing to God, it takes care of the rest. When we are generous with what He has given us, He meets our needs and then some others also. When we love those around us well, the ripple will be so mighty and it will multiply with miraculous effect. A seed produces many fruits and increases after its kind. You never can tell what the seed you sow will do in lives. Child of God, now let's pray before you launch out for today. I decree the blessings of God go with you. May you be remembered for good today. All good seeds sown in the past will yield you great good and wonderful increase in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that you look to God to do for you, receive your miracle today in Jesus' name. You will not be put to shame. Your expectations in your marriage, in your children, in your career will never see disappointment in the name of Jesus. God will make great things happen for you in the name of Jesus. As it is written in the scriptures, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. By the reason of that, I declare, the power of God will work for you today in the name of Jesus. The power of the gospel which Jesus died for will make way for you in the name of Jesus. I cover your going and your coming with the blood of Jesus. Go out and sow great seeds today and get benefits in Jesus' name. Amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more audios, videos, and devotional podcasts. You can be part of this daily evangelism project. All you need to do is to connect with us. You can be part of the support to keep the podcast going around the world. Yes, around the world. So many countries where this podcast reaches on a daily basis and on so many platforms. Feel free to call, text, or chat with me on these dedicated lines that are announced at the end of the podcast. God bless you as you do so. We can't round up this podcast without saying I'm praying happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries and all those celebrating something great today. It's your season of unprecedented blessings and joy. Congratulations on all fronts. God bless you. God increase you abundantly in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening. Please do keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback and input. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 013 664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.